Some inside baseball at the White House.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. The all-stars of President Obama's economic team are heading to the White House today. The roster includes Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, Fed Chair Ben Bernanke, and FDIC Chair Sheila Bair. The meeting will cover unemployment, mortgage refinancing, and the results of the stress tests the administration's been doing on the nation's banks. The gathering comes as there have been some signs recently the economy may be turning around. Larry Summers, the director of the president's National Economic Council, made that point yesterday, speaking to the Economic Club of Washington.
I think the sense of a ball falling off a table, which is what the economy has felt like since the middle of last fall, I think we can be reasonably confident that that's going to end within the next few months.
He also said it is too soon to say exactly how strong the rebound would be and when it would take hold. Summers will also be at today's White House meeting. It was a higher finish today for major markets in Asia. Wall Street's done for the week. Markets will be closed for Good Friday. Same thing in Europe. The Dow picked up 246 points yesterday, just over 3% to close at 8,083. The NASDAQ and S&P both closed nearly 4% higher. The credit card arms of banks have been slashing credit limits, raising rates, even cutting people off. Bank of America is one of the latest examples. Tamara Keith has more.
Varanga DeMel has had a great interest rate on his Bank of America card for years, below 10%. But he just got a letter saying that's changing.
The standard rate for new and outstanding purchase balances is increasing.
His interest rate is going up to 14%, and he's not alone. DeMel wonders why the bank would do something like this to good customers like him. He doesn't even carry a balance.
But, oh well.
Spokesperson Betty Reese says B of A is raising rates to match current market conditions.
You know, the bottom line, it's the cost to lend has significantly increased.
But some consumer groups aren't buying it. Curtis Arnold is the founder of CardRatings.com.
I think it's just another reason for them to try to squeeze their cardholders, truth be told.
If customers want to reject the rate increase, Bank of America says they can, but then they can't charge anything more and have to pay down the balance. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
In France, some people may be about to lose their internet connections. The government's looking at cracking down on those repeatedly caught pirating music, video games, and movies. A controversial anti-piracy law could go through after Easter. From the European desk, Stephen Beard reports.
The proposed law is based on the principle of three strikes and you're out. Illegal downloaders will first get a warning email, then a warning letter, and if they do it again, they'll get banned from accessing the internet for up to a year. The government lost the first vote on the bill yesterday, but will introduce it after Easter. Edouard Barrero is a consumer advocate who campaigns against the measure. He thinks it will become law because of intense domestic lobbying.
I think that the law will pass in France because the president of France has the will to do it.
The president wants it to happen?
Yes, because his wife works in the industry of music. She's a singer.
He's doing it for Carla's sake?
Yes, exactly.
Carla Bruni isn't the only one backing the new law. The UK's music industry body is also pushing for something similar in Britain. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice, over 10,000 independent insurance agencies across America committed to treating customers as people, not policies. Online at TrustedChoice.com.
California is facing its worst drought in more than 15 years. Water rationing could cost the state's agriculture industry more than $2 billion and 40,000 jobs. So the state's helping create a market for one of the most vital resources. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Jennifer Collins reports.
Mike Young checks on his almonds just about every day.
I crack it. See, the nut's just starting to form.
Trouble is, Young's trees aren't getting what they need. California's been in a drought for 3 years, and the water he depends on from the state is down to a trickle.
essentially we're going thirsty. Just be like you and I, if we're thirsty and we could only drink a little bit, but we wanted a whole lot, we're only going to get the little bit to drink.
The state system of reservoirs and canals and environmental regulations is so complex, some farmers say water has become expensive and volatile in the same way gasoline is.
My reaction to that is he's absolutely right, except the fact I think it's finally starting to reach its correct price.
Richard Howitt is a resource economist at the University of California, Davis. He says cheap and abundant water helped California's Central Valley become one of the most productive farming regions in the world. But the place is a near desert, and the supply of water is limited. He says high demand there should make water more expensive. And more expensive water could lead to more conservation.
If somebody can sell their water for significantly more than they can make growing a cheap crop on it, then they're going to use it better.
Mike Young has installed sprinklers like this one that target water directly to the root of his trees. California has started a drought bank to help farmers who have water sell it to farmers who don't. But Young says for him to buy into the bank, the state needs to guarantee it will deliver the water when he needs it. So far, it can't. Bob Aldridge of the drought bank says the water trades are at least a start.
Whether the drought water bank continues or not, the population continues to grow. There will be a demand for water, I believe.
Other drought-stricken places from Texas to Australia are watching to see how to feed their own thirsty crops. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Finally, Honda has a new idea for selling cars. The company just unveiled a dog-friendly version of the Element at the New York Auto Show. It includes a cushioned pet bed in the cargo area, a spill-resistant water bowl, and machine-washable seat covers. The pupped-out SUV will be in showrooms this fall. Honda's not saying yet how much it will cost. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.